When Zach went to Scotland and Ireland, Scotland, Ireland, when he went over there, I was envious.
Hi.
When he got back, he was envious.
Hi.
He missed the Clemson's best ice cream.
Ah.
Vanilla, strawberry shortcake, peaches and cream, caramel butter pecan.
No.
We loved it. You can get it at select Ingles locations. To find out more about your next location, clemsonsbest.com. These are great. These are all former Clemson graduates, and they got the certified Department of Agriculture certified SC label on it. It means fresh ingredients at local farms, which is really cool. It is nice that you're supporting campus programs and pay it forward initiatives and internships and scholarships and research. Get Clemson's best gourmet ice cream. You can do that at your local select Ingles stores, and also find out the one nearest you at clemsonsbest.com. Had a vanilla the other day. Nothing like, I did it at about 6:30 ice cream. I think my wife is not listening right now. I can tell you I had some ice cream at 6:30, which is pretty cool.
6:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Attaboy.
Way I see it, buddy, there is no bad time for ice cream.
Really?
Martin Luther King said one time, it's never a bad time to do a good thing. It's never a bad time for ice cream.
I feel like you maybe got to wait till the afternoon to jump on the ice cream.
No, see, but that's where you're missing life.
Just like, you know, you can't be drinking like soda in the morning. Like, I don't understand that movie.
No,
either.
You can understand. You can
or
do
candy
that.
Bars.
No, you can still do that.
I just
wait. So you're going to be on your deathbed and say, you know what, man, all those mornings I wasted by not having ice cream. Never a bad time to eat ice cream.
At least my deathbed will be 30 years later than your deathbed if you're eating ice cream every morning like that.
Ouch.
You know what I mean? That can't be good for you.
It's the breakfast of champions.
Pour a little of that coffee over it.
Oh, I love getting that stuff on there. Paul Strelo joins us, TigerIllustrated.com. Good morning, Mr. Strelo. How are you, sir?
Oh, no ice cream this morning, but I know better than to touch the ice cream in my house.
Oh.
It's best just to leave that for all the ladies.
Good for you, man. Good for you. We're off of a dead period now. And we are, some recruiting news is actually happening. It's almost like football practice coming. It's actually almost happening right now. Let's begin with this all-in cookout. Paul, talk to us about the evolution of this, how big of a deal it is in years past. Maybe some years bigger than others. With this new calendar, how important is it because of coming off of a dead period and official visits from other schools out there? Has the importance of it changed? Has the event changed any?
Oh, I think in terms of viewing it as the signature event of Clemson's recruiting calendar, I think it has changed in as much because, you know, how we consume it, public, fans, media, we're looking at it as, okay, who are the uncommitted targets coming in and what, you know, what dividend is Clemson going to get from that? And that's certainly part of it for, you know, Clemson staff. But, you know, I think there's also as much of a focus on the retention and getting in your commitments and making sure that those guys are solid and stay solid as we go in the coming months. You know, that doesn't sell for sites like mine, and it doesn't really resonate a whole lot. But I think that carries a lot much more weight with a coaching staff than it does, or particularly Clemson staff, than it does in terms of how marketable it is and viewing how big the event is. It has changed, you know, from how we look at it based on so many other schools have all added these social events, and it's compounded this year because of the way the new NCAA calendar is set up, because really everybody's got a cookout this weekend. And so I think that probably marginalizes it for prospects a little bit when everybody has one. Everybody has started adopting cookouts. Many schools have several cookouts now over the course of the summer. So how much that really resonates with recruits, you know, I think there's probably some impact there. And Clemson does it a little differently. You know, I think, you know, people are expecting splash with, you know, two dozen names coming in and it just being almost like this huge junior day, where Clemson prefers to be more selective. You know, it's usually, you know, whether it's a handful of guys that usually bring in select targets to come in with their commits. And so it's not a huge volume event, but there are specific names that it has shown to be important with over the course of, really since they started doing it 7 years ago.
It's not the end all. It is important. You always say follow the visits, but there are examples. Jackson Carman might be a great example of it, that last year he didn't go show up to the cookout and you're like, oh no, that's it. You can't get the guy anymore. I mean, talk to us about the importance. I mean, it's obviously important, but you want to follow the visits, but it's not the end all, is it?
No, I mean, you even go back to John Simpson, who did not show up for the Clemson cookout a couple of years ago. There are always important guys that it's not a make or break, but it certainly helps to get them. You know, it's not positive news if they don't show up, but it's not the end of the recruiting game. You know, we talked about that earlier this week with the offensive lineman Ja'Kai Moore out of Virginia. You know, certainly South Carolina is in good shape with him right now. Penn State's gotten a lot of visits from him, but someone that has trouble, you know, getting around to a lot of visits typically, it's not as easy for him as some other recruits. So, you know, he had wanted to, or kind of intended to go to Ohio State this week, you know, Clemson, maybe even Penn State this weekend. Well, just due to different logistical reasons and having an AAU basketball tournament this weekend, he's not going to make any of those visits. But he has expressed, you know, what I believe to be pretty genuine and sincere interest in wanting to get to Clemson for an official visit or getting to see them this fall. And so long as South Carolina or Penn State isn't able to close the deal with him until then, you know, I think he would very much carry that out. So that's kind of an example of, you know, I do think, whether a guy makes it or not isn't always, you know, show the writing on the wall, but it can be significant for one or two guys that you think you've got great traction with. You know, and Andrew Booth will be the leading example for this weekend. You know, if Clemson can get an Andrew Booth or a Kobe Wooden on campus with their decisions presumably looming within the next month, then that could be significant.
A high and a low number. This is a fluid number, something you'll be keeping up with all the way through Friday night, I guess. But is there a floor and a ceiling as far as the overall numbers you're looking at?
I think the low would be a 5 to 6. High is probably eight or nine, but I don't think it gets that high even.
Is Booth the one that's the biggest name, the biggest that we don't know? I mean, do we know if Booth is coming yet?
Well, this is recruiting, and until a guy is there, you never know. You know, Andrew Booth has told us that he is going to Clemson's cookout and will be there with his mother. I don't have any reason necessarily to believe otherwise, but you know, circumstances happen, and everyone knows this. You know, both sides know this coming into the weekend. Clemson desperately wants him there. Auburn desperately wants him at his cookout Saturday. Could he theoretically go to both? Yes. Could he theoretically just go to one? Certainly. And so, you know, games get played later on that you're always kind of keeping an eye on, and that, you know, there's smoke one way or another. But Clemson is hopeful that that Andrew Booth is there on Friday night.
Is it, what does it say about the recruiting board? Shaheen Battle committed to NC State. Did Clemson want him? Was that, I mean, I know they wanted him, but were they slow playing him? The state forcing, I mean, pushing a little bit on him? Did that say anything about maybe some of the other cornerbacks that the Tigers have on their board?
Oh, I think Shaheen Battle committing to NC State was a direct reflection on both Clemson and Tennessee not really being involved, and there were certain dominoes there that triggered a commitment to NC State. Now, as we've framed for a while, right now it's Andrew Booth is really the only corner that Clemson is going on, and all the other cornerbacks know this. So until there's resolution on Andrew Booth, I don't see Clemson making any moves with any other corners. And I think we've seen over time this generally how Clemson operates with a lot of positions, with how selective they are, and they want to see what traction they get with certain guys for better or the worse over the course up until about this point at the end of the summer, And then once you get a better feel for, hey, do we still have a very strong shot? Are we getting him? Or is this guy going elsewhere or going just kind of playing the game? Then they kind of reassess things come after the cookout in August. And then you start seeing boards expand a little bit.
What's his time frame? What's Boost's time frame? Does he have a commitment date or a time frame in place?
He does not have a specific date set. He has said he wants a decision by the end of the summer. His teammates both have decisions and announcements lined up in mid-August before the start of their season. His teammate Jalen Phillips will announce on his birthday, August 20th, someone that's a strong Clemson lean and will be at the cookout tomorrow night. And then his other teammate, defensive end, Colby Wooden, who's likewise a Clemson and Auburn battle, but unrelated. His decision is not going to be a factor for Booth, in my estimation. He will decide August 16th. So I think it's reasonable to believe that Booth will have a decision around that time frame, if not earlier.
You said it's recruiting. We understand that. At this point, going into this crucial weekend, I guess, for Booth, is there a 51-49 leader between Clemson and Auburn?
You're not going to tie me into percentages. I tend not to go down that road. I think that's one of the compelling things about recruiting is that different people have different takes, and I think that both Clemson and Auburn feel pretty good about their chances. I think maybe Auburn might feel even a little better publicly about their chances. So that's one of the compelling dynamics is when multiple sides think that they're they have the best odds of getting a guy. So that's kind of the fun of following it down the stretch.
Paul, are there guys early August, maybe Spencer Lytle might be one, or are there guys that we know decision dates coming up before the season starts?
Now, Spencer Lytle, as you said, will choose really between Clemson and Wisconsin on August 4th, the linebacker from California. And then I expect another one of the commitment or the cookout attendees this weekend, Levanta Bentley from Birmingham. And, I believe he'll have a decision probably before the season. And Clemson has certainly emerged as probably the distant leader there as he brings a lot of family members campus tomorrow for the cookout.
What kind of player is Bentley? What kind of linebacker will the Tigers be getting if he does choose them sometime here shortly?
Oh, 6 foot, 220. I think he's got very good linebacker film. A contact player. I think someone who reminds you maybe of a bigger, physically reminds you of a bigger Kendall Joseph. In terms of profiling him to the types of linebackers that Clemson has had, Joseph has certainly shown, one thing you don't know going in, Joseph is an extremely smart player, picked up Venable's system a lot earlier than the majority of linebackers could, and I think that's contributed to what a good career he's had. So I don't want to say that Bentley is going to have that kind of production over time. But I think as you kind of profile him, comparing him to other type linebackers that Clemson has tended to employ, I think that's more the mold of what you'll see in an inside linebacker who ends up 6'2" or 6 foot in the 235 range, very a physical, instinctive type player that can play both the Mike or the Will positions.
We got a couple of guys that to my knowledge have not been here as of yet that have been linked to maybe coming in this weekend. A defensive tackle, Ruben from Kansas City, and maybe Jackson from Mansfield, Texas. Are those guys suspected in, and are those guys close to decisions with maybe coming in for their first trip to Clemson?
Both guys are coming in. Nosa Ruben from the Kansas City area. Someone who took official visits last month to Georgia, Wisconsin, Ohio State. And I believe Ohio State is the front runner coming in. And we quoted him earlier this week saying he is very close to a decision. So I think it's really Clemson's chance to – Clemson is the one that could knock off Ohio State. And if not, he joins the Buckeyes, I would think. Enoch Jackson from Mansfield, Legacy in Texas, had announced a top three, really, of Arkansas, Clemson, Texas Tech. He's a 6 foot 280 type, a little smaller and sawed off. I don't think he's quite at Clemson's level of we're taking him right now. I think this is as much a visit of a getting to know you visit should both sides have mutual interest later on in the cycle. I think odds are pretty high that he ends up with Chad Morris at Arkansas when he is expected to announce his commitment August 5th.
I like when somebody would describe him as sawed off. That means you don't want him. I can see how that works. I speak Strelo-ese through some of this here, Paul Strelo. Finally, you've got a ton of coverage. I don't know why someone's not subscribing so far or getting it, because the best in the business is following it through TigerIllustrated.com. Paul, anything going on in the next couple of days at TigerIllustrated.com?
Well, we'll have a few business to track and whatnot, and we've got more this morning on a couple of 2020s who are on campus today, including one significant one in Clemson's crosshairs. But, this is a pretty big weekend as things kind of start moving toward wrapping up for Clemson and recruiting-wise in their efforts this summer, and they start turning attention a little bit more to team camp as that gets going here in another week or so.
Place to find it, TigerIllustrated.com. As usual, buddy, we always appreciate it. Can't wait to read it the next few days and then review it a little bit when we visit with you next week.
I appreciate it, Mickey.
Thank you, Paul. Paul Strelo of TigerIllustrated.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you here on the final segment of the show. We'll open up phone line 654-ROAR. Love to hear from you on our healthcare text line 986-1566. Also love to hear from you on our Twitter feed. Hadn't done any Twitter yet, at Mickey Potter, at Mr. Orr 24. More right after this.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
School is just around the corner, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca wants to invite you to our back-to-school sale. We offer the lowest prices on a new mattress and the largest stock of all size mattresses, including twin and full extra long. And you get your box spring free. We also offer frames. Open 7 days a week. The back-to-school sale through August 25th at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located 15 minutes from Clemson, right off of Highway 123, across from Chick-fil-A.
O'Reilly. Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $25.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your home is your largest investment. Its value is enhanced by the way it looks on the outside, as well as what's on the inside. That goes for your yard as well. An investment in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden is an investment in your home. From robotic mowers to tractors and zero turns, as well as trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers, Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden are trusted experts. Husqvarna offers many options for you as a homeowner or as a commercial landscape professional. Find Husqvarna equipment locally at Easley Lawn and Garden. They have the knowledge, the expertise, the parts, and repairs you can depend on. Husqvarna has been around for many years, just like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in them like you would your home. Your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online, easleylawn.com.
There you are. I've got great news. When you use your Capital One Venture card to book and pay for a room on hotels.com/venture, you'll earn 10 miles for every dollar you spend at thousands of hotels. Doesn't that sound amazing?
It does. Just like the smooth jazz in this hotel lounge.
Wow, Captain Obvious. I didn't realize you were such a jazz fan.
I have two loves in my life. This deal and the jazz tuba.
Clearly, it loves you right back. What's in your wallet?
Offer available through January 2020. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Get your perfect car for your best summer yet right now at Anderson Ford during their summer clearance event now through July 30th. These deals won't last long on hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you could be driving home in your car today. Open daily till 8, 6 on Sunday. It's the summer clearance sales event going on right now at Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard, a few miles east of I-85 at exit 19. Ride in style this summer from Anderson Ford.
Big days start small with Chick-fil-A Chicken Minis. Chicken nuggets nestled in warm, mouth-watering mini yeast rolls and lightly coated with a honey butter spread. Available at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca, 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in 4, 6, and 10-count minis. For a limited time, you can get the 10-count mini all day, only available at the Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Perfect for afternoon snacks. Tell them Kelly sent you to make sure it's all day at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca, only for a 10-count mini.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Join me in being present at the birth of a great adventure.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Canty Foundation Specialist Repair Company right here in South Carolina. They want to help you repair your Boeing foundation walls, your foundation settlement, your tilting chimneys, sticking doors, windows, tilting or leaning walls. Get a free quote for them. They have quality products, proven services, professional experience. They can permanently repair any foundation issues that you might have. As far as your crawl spaces go, let's be clear about this. You don't want mold and mildew underneath your home. You don't want it with any kind of issues that you might have with breathing your family, breathing some of the air. So you don't want any of that. So it's our great friends over at Canty. Let them do that for you. For a free quote today, CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. To our Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Chad is in Columbia. Good morning, Chad. Thanks for calling in. Hanging on. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Hey, got a couple of buddies texting me about the app, and they're wondering, is there any coincidence with John, you know, not being there anymore and Mr. Orr being back and stuff being broken?
You know,
I mean, is Mr. Orr on the hot seat?
You know, my wife texted in, like, on Monday when it first, you know, we found out that we're going another direction with the app. She said, this didn't happen when John was there. Guy comes back and all of a sudden.
So it's not just me and my buds.
It's my wife.
He's on
too.
The hot seat with the ladies.
Ouch. Very ouch.
Yeah, unbelievable. Mm. All right, mate, I was thinking about something, kind of debating with some buddies the other day. You know, when you look at college football coaches' salaries and pay, is it getting out of hand? And what I mean by that is, like, if you look at what Dabo Swinney makes, or, you know, Will Muschamp got $1 million raise for winning 9 games or whatever. I mean, if you think about how many police officers that, you know, Dabo's salary could pay for. And, you know, I'm not saying Dabo does it for the money, but I think Dabo would be the head coach at Clemson. You know, if you put a max on what college coaches can make, and let's just say you made the head coach salary max $500,000, you made assistant max $150,000, and you made, you know, coordinator salary max $250,000, AD max $250,000. Mickey, I think we just have the same people coaching. I mean, you know, and then these coaches would still get rich, and I think Dabo would still do it, and I think Venables would still do it, and if that was just the max you could pay, and, you know, that's not a capitalist way of thinking, but, you know, when you start to think about what these guys are making and just where it's going, you know, it almost like if you could do a salary cap for coaches, might even the playing field a little bit. I want to get your thoughts on that, and I was hanging for a little.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the phone call. I don't think Dabo Swinney is here because Clemson plays him more money. I don't think, now it doesn't hurt that Brent Venables makes what he makes, but I don't think he's here because of that. I think they reward him through all that. I will say this. I in no way, shape, or form would anybody in their right mind try to think that football is as important as first responders or as important as teachers or nurses or doctors or people that are saving people's lives out there. No way is as important as educating our young people. That being said, I'm a firm believer that you make exactly what your worth is. The reason Dabo Swinney makes the money he makes is that he creates $100 million of revenue for Clemson. Maybe more, probably more. Reason that, I mean, people say, well, lower the tickets, what are you going to build, a 500,000-seat stadium? The demand creates that. Supply and demand creates that. And then how many people could do what Dabo's done here at Clemson? How much revenue do you create for your company? And how many people could do the same job or better than you? That's how you determine your salary. And my wife is an educator, but the issue is that they don't make as much money as they deserve because there's a lot of people qualified to do it, and they don't create the revenue that these rock stars and movie stars and football and basketball and baseball and hockey players and tennis and golf. Simple as that. It's a pretty simple formula. Now, I never want to limit any. I think everybody ought to make the most money they could ever make. Never want to limit anybody with making money. Mr. Orr24, you want to chime in on this?
No. I mean, I think he gets paid what he deserves. Right. It's a lot of money, and from a standpoint of someone that doesn't make anywhere close to that kind of money, you know, it's it's tough to even wrap your head around how much money he's pulling in every year.
Right.
But I'm not going to sit here and pretend that he doesn't bring in a ton of money to the university.
No, nobody's saying that at all. Yeah. Nobody's saying that at all.
I think putting a cap on what college football coaches can make is it's kind of ridiculous.
Right. Professional football coaches, should you put a cap on that?
No.
Professional football players?
No. Cap on what the team can spend overall so it keeps it fair throughout the league.
I hate that.
Why?
I don't like salary caps anyway. I don't want to limit anybody.
The Giants, for instance, are worth, you know, $3.4 billion.
Yep.
And then you're going to tell me that, you know, a team like, I don't know, Houston or a team like, you know, Minnesota can spend with a team like that? No, they can't.
If they won.
But they're not. They can't spend that money right off the bat.
Got to do it smarter. Got to do it better. Find a way to do it. There are. There are companies out there that made it. Smaller companies have made it in this world.
Sure. Sure.
So be smarter at it. I don't want to limit anybody in anything. Spend what you want, man. I never worked for a poor man, and I believe the more you spend, the more other people make, and the more they make, the more taxes they pay, the better roads I can have, better schools I can have, but more affluence and more restaurants and more hotels and more tourism and more. I'm all for that, man. Everybody make more than they can make, and everybody spend it when you get it, spend it and save it, and I'm all for that.
Just unlimited growth. You're all about it.
I'm all for unlimited growth, yes. Growth, 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 growth.
Growth, growth. Unsustainable growth, some might argue.
That's okay. Sustain as long as you can. Let's go. Let's do it.
A.K.A. Clemson.
Let's do it.
A.K.A. this town. Build every apartment complex, no demand. No backup plan.
Got backup plans in there.
Do they?
Yeah.
I love that. I'm going to go to the next town meeting and ask about it.
Oh, they're open.
I'm going to go.
You know what? I don't think you're going.
When is it?
I don't know. You can find out.
I would love to
you want me to find out for you right now? Plan.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, you're late to the party.
Why's that?
Because all that's done now. What you're complaining about, you should be complaining about 10 years ago.
I wasn't here 10 years ago.
8 years ago. When did you get here?
I got here in 2011.
The next city meetings... On what's the date today? The 26th?
Today is the 26th of July. 37 days, 3 hours, and 47 minutes away from Clemson football.
Tomorrow from 12:30 to 2:30 is Economic Development Advisory Committee meeting.
That's probably what I need to go to.
Yeah. Go check it out, man. You want to, I can give you, keep on going here through August. You have a Board of Architect review meeting on August the 7th. I don't care about that.
No. I just want to know what the plan is for the town.
All right.
I have two big questions.
Right. I have city council was a very good friend of mine. I give you his number. You can call him
after. How are we going to fix the 123 problem? The gridlock in town. And how is
the gridlock?
Is the town going to support the endless growth of apartments, buildings, and stuff coming into the town? And is there a plan if attendance somehow drops at Clemson in the next 5 to 10 years?
I will tell you this on a couple of things.
There is a bubble, my friend.
You should have built all the stuff downtown to begin with rather than the urban sprawl.
Yeah.
Okay. To begin with. And that way you keep everything centralized. And you should have done a better job on campus of building some places where people... My wife talks about it all the time. I mean, you know, why don't we have better dorms to begin with and kids want to stay... Why don't you just want to walk to class, you know?
Yep.
Anyway. About the bubble... I think Chad brings up a point that I read an article 2 days ago. It might have been 3 days ago now. The day's Thursday. It might have been Monday. It's either Monday or Tuesday. I was reading an article about the cable bubble bursting and what it means to the SEC network, what it means to the Big Ten network, what it means to the Pac-12 network, Longhorn network, and proposed ACC network. And it's not good news. And if everybody's cutting the cord, and originally they talked about how, oh, well, this is a... It doesn't matter. People watch it. It's only about the number of subscribers and number of people who live in your area. And if you got an interconference school in your area, it's not an out-of-town product, that kind of stuff. It's an in-region product, whatever. I heard all those. But I kept saying to myself, well, if nobody watches it, then how is it sustainable? And personally, I just don't think that the SEC network, the Big Ten network, the Longhorn network, I just don't think it's sustainable. Nobody's watching these products.
So the ACC network that's launching next year is not sustainable?
I don't think it's sustainable.
That's not good.
And I don't think that you can count on that money long term. I think that money is going to dry up. That bubble is going to burst. Now, I think this is bad news for Wake Forest and Virginia and Maryland and Vanderbilt and Illinois. And I don't think it's bad news for Alabama and Clemson and Georgia. Those teams... The halves are still going to have. They won't have as much.
I was going to say, make no mistake about it. They're going to hurt a little bit.
Right. But in a recession.
What was 2008 like in town?
It was bad here.
Yeah.
But it was bad for a multimillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? They still had enough to get by.
Sure.
For a lot of people out there, 2008, the radio station was the worst time we could ever have here.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those middle people and below people, it hurt the lower class more than hurt anybody. The middle class, it hurt, but it did. I mean, and it hurt the upper class, lost more, but they still had more to do. My point is that Clemson and Alabama and Ohio State and Georgia, they're going to survive. They'll have to cut some corners on this, but they're still going to have enough. It's going to crush Arizona State, Arizona. It's going to crush Washington State. It's going to crush Arkansas and those middle of the road Power Five conference teams. It's really going to crush Louisiana Tech and some of those out there. So, Texas says that the networks are still making money, but the providers are the ones taking the hit. Charter, Time Warner, ESPN, Fox are still producing and are being watched. They're just at a medium that
Charter, Time Warner, et cetera, ESPN, Fox, and et cetera are still producing, being watched.
Yes, yes.
But Charter and Time Warner and DirecTV, those are taking hits.
Yeah, but the way that Fox and ESPN are making that money is through subscription base. And if people are cutting the cord, it will then come down to how many people are watching it.
Sure.
For the advertising dollar of it. I've said this many times about radio. We could have a radio show here, and it could be about two little old ladies that are sewing. And go, it's knit one, purl two. Right?
Cross stitch and
right.
Back.
You could do that on this air. If someone paid enough money to sponsor it. The reason someone's paying enough money to sponsor is because people would be listening to it. So if you can find a market for it, it's going to be out there. The point is that, like, Arkansas and Vanderbilt volleyball is not going to sell, and so advertisers aren't going to pay for it. And if people are cutting the cord and the advertisers are responsible for it, it's not going to work.
Sure.
The bubble's going to burst. And Clemson will have to adjust to it, and Georgia will have to adjust to it, and Alabama and Ohio State, they're going to adjust to it. But it won't affect football. It might affect them to a certain extent, but it's really going to hurt our Olympic sports, and it's really going to hurt our mid-majors, and it's really going to hurt our lower power fives more than anything else. Same thing with our housing bubble. Same thing with our, you know, some of our great crashes.
You just talked about your trickle-down economics, right? Is what you kind of ran into there.
Mm-hmm.
If that bursts and it hurts these schools, that trickles down to the towns that these schools are located in. People in town will feel those bubbles burst.
Sports bursting won't have a huge effect here at Clemson. What will have a huge effect here at Clemson is the overall education burst. Because I still
Which is coming.
It's coming. But that's a whole other bubble.
That's the bubble I'm more concerned about, to be honest.
Right.
That's not the bubble we need to talk about on this show, on this platform.
No, but once people figure out that I got $150,000 in student loans to go make a job that's going to pay me $45,000 a year, and I'm crazy for doing it, I need to go to trade school instead, that's when the education bubble is going to burst. But even then, it's going to burst at smaller colleges first. And this college experience of going away and going to a nice, beautiful school with all these beautiful girls and guys and all these beautiful places to live, and these that will sustain longer than, say, a commuter school like Central Florida. Like, nobody wants to. You're not missing the college experience at Central Florida.
So my question for you then, Councilman Plyler, is what is the plan for Clemson? Just ride the gravy train as long as you can?
Well, you got to be prepared. You have to prepare for both ends of it.
Yeah.
You have to say that we're going to grow to this. If it does happen, the bubble does happen, and it does burst, then we respond by doing this. Now, what those are, man, you know what? Remember like that student ticket thing I told you?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea how to do it.
Well, that was more a frustration. You say, hey, you figure it out. I don't want to deal with it.
No.
This affects you personally.
It does, but I'll tell you this.
You're a Clemson resident.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this. The people that are smarter than me have to figure that out.
Because that money dries up, that money goes away. Those Clemson residents are picking up that bill. Hey, they want to keep that lifestyle, keep this way the town runs. Those taxes go up for those Clemson residents.
But they go up regardless, either way.
I'm just saying.
Because you got to have more roads in
life. Irregardless.
Yeah, irregardless. Touche, friend. Touche. That's an interesting discussion, though. But mark my words, friend. Mark my words. The education bubble's coming, and this college athletic bubbles bursting because of this cable stuff.
Shoot, the housing bubble's coming again with all these stinking places going up.
I mean, to a certain extent, maybe. It will. We'll have some self-correction, but boy, the bubble's going to be so much bigger this town that when it does, it won't burst. It'll deflate a little bit, but then it keep getting bigger, deflate to bigger, bigger, you know, that kind of stuff.
I hope so.
Just stick with me on the macro stuff. I got the macro, okay? Micro, I don't have you every day. Macro, I got you, okay? Hey, Reed's Jewelers, tomorrow and Saturday, having their huge diamond design show. They'd love to help you out. Wally Odom and his staff are there to maximize your diamond buying experience, and they've got an unbelievable, great-looking diamond design show ready for you. You can upgrade, trade in and upgrade on your diamond. You can remount and restyle your diamond. You can get the unmounted diamonds. What'd you do? You restyled yours, or did you just give her your grandmom's old one?
I spent 3 months designing it.
Oh, yes. You did?
Yeah.
You did, really?
Yeah.
You had to teach me how to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you're good. Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall. Wally Odom and his team are awfully excited about this one. This is one of the biggest events of the year. Stop by and see them this weekend at upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all, right beside the belts. You're going to love them. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to wrap things up. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to all your phone calls, a couple of Twitter things and some tweets, text right after this.
Hey, Clemson fans. 2018 Clemson women's basketball season ticket packages are now on sale. Join new head coach Amanda Butler in her first year at the helm. Tickets are only $60, or add them on to your men's basketball season tickets for just $20. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON. And we'll see you in Little John Coliseum.
Hendrick Honda Easley Summer Spectacular is underway right now. the only five-year winner of the Honda President's Award in the Upstate. Visit today to see the difference in their world-class buying experience. Every interaction with customers is fast, fair, easy, and transparent. Check their website for the price of your new Honda. Over 8,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from as well. Visit HendrickHondaSC.com. That's HendrickHondaSC.com. Or call us at 855-1234. Once again, that's 855-1234.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
You do back to school, and Northland Communications has the most important thing on your list: high-speed internet. Learning doesn't end when you leave the classroom. It starts at home. You need ways to connect to the world around you. Get one of the most important tools for success today: Northland's high-speed internet. Whether you're messaging with classmates or studying for finals, you're only one click away from discovering, learning, and getting more out of school this year with speeds up to 100 megabits per second. That's fast. And now, get Northland's best deal of the year. Sign up for Northland's high-speed internet for only $39.99 a month. Don't miss out. Call 888-NORTHLAND or visit GetNorthland.com to learn more.
Limited time offer. All rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See GetNorthland.com/offers for full details.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Back to school, back to Target. This is the year you go the extra style. With looks from Cat and Jack, Umbro, C9, and more. If your kids want to be it, you can theme it. Overalls for art lovers. Next level tees for gamers. Sporty looks for first day goals. Unicorn hoodies to astronaut socks. Your kids can rock it from head to toe. Target has back to school covered. Now save $5 when you spend $25 on kids apparel at Target. Restrictions may apply. Offer valid through Saturday.
Mickey Pollard here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get three rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If I were you, I'd quit talking right now.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know.
I could just play that the whole time. Just sit there and play that.
I just knew too much.
It is announcer day over at the Senior British Open.
I don't know what that means.
That all the announcers are playing. Gary Cope tees off in a few minutes.
Did you get that call for the Augusta round tomorrow?
No, nobody
Come
called.
Come on, Alan.
Nobody called. Nick Faldo's going to play in it this year over at St. Andrews.
Oh, boy.
That's pretty cool.
Can you imagine playing the Old Course at St. Andrews?
Can you imagine? Brad Fax has done some announcing. He's 1-over through 1. Brandon Chambly's 1-over through 6. Jean Vandeveld, give him credit for coming back, man. He's over there now. A bunch of announcers in this thing, I thought. The Old Course would be a blast to play.
You be in those pod bunkers all day.
All day long. Granny Clark's nose, our principal's nose.
Mm.
Been hell bunker. Kurt Schubert leads at 7-under par, by the way. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. On Twitter, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. Ed writes in, don't you always overestimate Georgia? Of course I do. Of course I do. That's what I do. Skip writes in, I am dating a recovering Gamecock fan. I told her if this was going to work, all Lamecock gear shirts all had to be eliminated. I made that mistake once and never again. He says, never again. Showed it to pick her up. All the stuff in her garage was gone. She's a keeper. She chose Skip over the Gamecocks. Good job, Skip. Seemed like you found anyone. No house divided there. Good one. This Rudy sends in about statistics of a $1.5 trillion student loan budget crisis. It's a big deal, man. That's a big deal. Texter writes, invest in bubbles. Bubbles are bubble proof. It's the only thing that's bubble proof. That's true. Also, Texter said Bobby Petrino would pay for the Arkansas Volleyball Channel. Ouch, man.
Bobby.
Ouch. The best text I got all day is what I've been saying now, and a very loyal listener who caught on to what I've been telling you. We have major changes coming to college athletics, and this Texter agrees. He goes, everybody, Zach, this is very important. Put down your mobile device over there and listen to me on this.
I'm listening.
Texter said, everybody's going to start their own apps and charge that way they don't feel the need for cable companies anymore. And all you need is an internet feed. You're going to be watching football games at ESPN Plus, $5.99 a month, whatever it's going to be. That's exactly right. You're going to have the – right now you already have it. You go to the ACC network, whatever, ClemsonTigers.com, there, and they're all these schools are doing this. You'll produce your own games, all of your baseball, all your volleyball, all your track. They're going to be on your own station anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll subscribe and pay what it is just to get the Clemson one. My buddy Hook Bruner said this many years now. We don't pull for sports. We pull for teams. And now you'll still have
– who's this gaff fella?
You will still have – national games of the week. But on those other games that are out there, you'll just go to your app for your school and they will produce it and put it on up there and they'll make all the advertising dollars off of it and all the subscription dollars off of it. Said this for many years too. Why would you just continue to share money? Say, what if somebody came to you today and said, hey man, all the producers of all the shows out there, you make more than almost every producer out there right now. Okay. You do.
No.
I think you do.
No.
I think at WCCP, we found out that we've got a good man over there, and we're going to keep him. We're going to do whatever it takes to keep him.
Yeah, let's keep that train of thought.
All right. You make more money than anybody else. So what if all the producers came up to you and said, hey, Zach, we're going to kind of want to share all of our money.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go over?
It wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why would a big school, big football, big revenue producing school continue to share money with other schools out there? It's not going to happen. That's make your own. If you got the capability of doing it, the big boys are going to break away.
Big boys are just going to play big boys now?
Yep. I told you that's what's going to happen, man. We're going to have about 70, 65, 64. I don't know what the number is going to be. 48. I don't know what's going to be, but they'll break away there. And in the end, I told you what's going to happen. We're going to have a college volleyball association. It'd be a little more of a not club type deal in there, but they'll still give scholarships. But they'll govern themselves. We'll have different regions in volleyball. We'll have different regions in track. We'll have different regions in soccer. You know, it makes no sense right now. South Carolina plays men's soccer, but they had to play it in Conference USA or something. That's crazy. That's what's going to happen now.
So the model we're using now is completely broken, beyond repair?
Yes.
Okay. It,
because of this, Mr. Orr 24, Jack Letanto, Eskimo Watch Brother.
Don't like that.
Because Rutgers women's volleyball, Rutgers women's tennis, having to go to Minnesota to play a match is a broken model. if the Big Ten Network is going to fail anyway, which is going to, or burst, almost burst anyway, which is going to, then why in the world would Rutgers continue to send teams to Minnesota or Wisconsin, whichever one's farther west, to play a women's volleyball match? What in the world is Iowa going to do sending a women's cross-country team to Rutgers for a match, for a meet? That's broken. It's not going to happen. Iowa will run cross-country meets against Iowa and Iowa State and Kansas State and Nebraska, and they'll stay close there. They're not going to have to go all the way to Rutgers to play a swim meet. That's crazy. You don't board flights and fly all over the country because to play an in-conference. What in the world? Boston College's women's volleyball team is flying down to Miami for a conference game. That's crazy, a match. That's crazy. That is not sustainable. That doesn't make any sense in the world. We do it because of football and because of basketball. So why not break away? And Boston College plays Cornell and Penn and UMass and UConn and Syracuse. Syracuse and Boston College need to be playing in women's tennis. But Syracuse and Miami don't need to be playing in women's tennis. That's crazy to think about spending that kind of travel money, isn't it? On a sport that's not producing money. Why in the world would you continue to spend money on sports that don't make money and doing it by spending people all over the country? What in the world is Arizona's swim team doing going up to Washington State for a meet? Or volleyball team doing going up to Seattle, Washington? That's crazy. How in the world that Nebraska is going to send their track team to a meet over in Maryland's crazy. That's stupid. Why would you continue to do that? Anyway.
Whew. You all right?
Yeah. GT Will says, are you giving us a lesson of the ills of socialism? It sucks. Well, yeah, I can make it a 10-hour show or a 10-second show. It's broken. You love the text about our watches, don't you?
I hate the text about our watches.
Hey, Brad Hughes, I'm an Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. And I call him at 292-3001. I can email him, Brad Hughes, at allstate.com and get to us at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, I'll forgive Bryce Love and Stanford. Did you see he did not show up for the Pac-12 media days?
What do you mean he didn't show up?
He's trying to win the Heisman Trophy. But he did show up for Pac-12 Media Days.
Why?
School. They're on the quarter system.
Oh.
So.
I hate Stanford.
No. But, you know, like they play like the first month of the football season without students there.
I know.
It's kind of crazy.
I hate Stanford.
They say it's beautiful.
Good for them. Enjoy it.
You know what, though? I heard writers complain about it. Or I read some articles saying, it wasn't the same. He should have been here. He's trying to win the Heisman. I mean, is it more important at school? They did it. They Skyped with him.
Oh, so he was there?
Through Skype.
Did he answer questions from the media?
Yes.
Okay.
Through Skype. So.
You're face to face. It's a video conference.
I agree. Tell Kristen that you just want to Skype with her rather than come home tonight. You're going to stay pretty at the office. You know? Let's just Skype a little bit. See how that works.
Hey, it'll be fine. What you worried about?
Buddy, we finish things up as we always do with our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, big day for your namesake. Mickey Mantle, of course. July 26, 1952. Mickey Mantle in his sophomore season, his 15th home run of the season, hits his first career grand slam against the Detroit Tigers. I figure you'd be very excited about that, seeing as, you know, you're named after Mickey Mantle.
I like that, man. I'm a big Mickey Mantle fan.
As you should be.
If I know I live this long, I take better care of myself.
Exactly right.
Brad, Eric Newton, for all your real estate needs, is EricNewton.com for a full-service real estate company. Get in touch with my great friends, Eric Newton. .com. Anything you need, let the full service company take